This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. At one point, earlier this month out here in California, there were 17 big wildfires burning at the same time, including the big one you probably heard about, the Mendocino Complex fire. 400,000 acres burned so far. Firefighters from around the country, thousands of them, and as far away as Australia and New Zealand have come to help. And it's not just here either. Fires everywhere are getting bigger and more destructive and harder to contain, which means you need a lot more firefighters, which is changing the very nature of that job. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
John Trapp was a wolf biologist in the Rocky Mountains. He was always in the field, and he wanted to spend more time with his family. 12 years ago, a job opened up at his local fire department in Red Lodge, Montana. And they told him,
you can be home every night if you want, and you may have to get up in the middle of the night and go put out a fire, but you can be home every night.
So Trapp, now 47, became a firefighter. In the beginning, he stayed close to home. But as he got more experienced, he would help fight big wildfires wherever he was needed. Now that there are so many big fires, Trapp is away from home more than he was during his days as a wolf biologist.
It's hard, and I try to front load all my family activities the first part of the summer before the fire season really gets into full swing.
He spoke to me from an airport. He was heading home after back-to-back tours in northern Montana and Oregon. His daughter was about to celebrate her 12th birthday. I asked him if he had known he'd be away so much, would he have chosen this work?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I'm in a good place right now where I'm trying to find that balance. But I think for a majority of firefighters, that's a very difficult balance to find.
Difficult because
we are seeing more fires, more catastrophic, what we call catastrophic wildfires.
Randy Brooks is a forester who teaches fire science at the University of Idaho. He says wildfires are natural, but a combination of factors, including drought, advances in fire suppression, and climate change, are creating monster blazes that can quickly engulf thousands of acres and take weeks to contain. That's made the fire season longer and fires harder to fight.
Imagine you're running a race. Years ago, it was a 100-meter dash. Now we're running a marathon. And imagine how much more energy it takes to run that marathon versus that 100-meter dash.
And Brooks says firefighters pay the price, working 12 to 16-hour days in heavy gear and often not getting enough food, water, or sleep for months on end. Some of them are contract workers and go where the money is. With hazard and overtime pay, that can be lucrative. Others, like John Trapp, work for fire departments that have mutual aid agreements with other departments. Those fighters are sent where the need is. Rick Robinson, chief for the Oceanside Fire Department in Southern California, says that can create problems back home.
So it's very difficult for me to send a lot of resources out on mutual aid assignments because I can't cover my home turf.
For the firefighters who stay behind,
you're working 24, 48, 72 hours, and there is no work rest cycle. It is just routine business.
And that makes it hard to hire. At the moment, Robinson is down 7 people in his department, and a couple of his guys are in Montana fighting those fires. But mutual aid is still the best system they have. Last year, when Oceanside was hit with a catastrophic fire, the department turned to other towns for equipment and manpower. And the help was there. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.